BBC News with Ian Purden. An explosion at a petrochemical plant in southeastern Mexico has killed three people and injured more than 130. The plant is part owned by Mexico's state oil company Pemex. Here's Nicholas Rocha.
Officials at Pemex say they're investigating the cause of the blast in the port city of Coatzacoalcos. The explosion sent a dark plume of smoke over the city, forcing the evacuation of schools and businesses. The Veracruz state governor, Javier Duarte, recommended that people stay indoors, even though the fire has been brought under control and the cloud of toxic smoke is dissipating. In February, two people were killed and at least seven injured in a Pemex oil platform off the coast of Campeche, also in the southeast of Mexico.
The United Nations says an operation is underway to evacuate hundreds of wounded or sick people and their families from four besieged Syrian towns. Two of the towns are being blockaded by pro-government forces. The other two are surrounded by Islamist rebel groups. Here's Danny Eberhardt.
The complex operation supervised by the Syrian Red Crescent began on Wednesday. It should see 250 people evacuated from the mainly Shia pro-government towns of Al-Fua and Kefraya in Idlib province, and a similar number evacuated from the rebel-held towns of Zabadani and Madaya near the Lebanese border. A United Nations spokesman, Stefan Dujarric, said some of those evacuated on Wednesday needed urgent medical attention. It's a small sign of progress on the humanitarian front, an issue that's bedeviled faltering peace talks in Geneva.
The government of El Salvador says it's deploying a new heavily armed unit to fight the country's notorious criminal gangs, which have started operating in rural areas. The special force of 1,000 soldiers and police will operate with helicopters, armored cars and assault weapons. The Minister of Defense said they would target about 100 gang leaders who'd left the cities because of government raids. El Salvador has one of the highest murder rates in the world, largely due to turf wars between the country's gangs. The Canadian government is to make good on one of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's campaign pledges and introduce legislation that could lead to the legalization of marijuana. Laura Bicker reports.
The Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, argued for the drug to be legalized during his election campaign. His health minister says she wants to keep it out the hands of children and profits out of the hands of criminals. The government has pledged to work with police to control who it's sold to, when it's sold, and how it's used. And they've compared ways to regulate the drug to alcohol laws. However, opposing conservatives say one of the worst things for young people in Canada would be to open the door to marijuana use.
World News from the BBC. Reports suggest that Volkswagen and American officials have reached a deal under which the carmaker could offer to buy back up to half a million cars in the US that exceed legal emission levels. The carmaker could also set up a compensation fund of more than $1 billion for owners. VW is expected to give more details of the deal to a federal judge later today. Australia is hoping to boost its defences against online attacks with the launch of a $220 million initiative. The Australian authorities have also acknowledged for the first time that the country can respond to cyber threats by launching attacks of its own. From Sydney, Phil Mercer.
Last year, China was suspected of infiltrating Australia's Bureau of Meteorology that infected its entire computer network. The government in Canberra won't comment on the security breach, but it is responding to the ever-present threat of cybercrime. The Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says Australia is to boost its online defences. There will be closer collaboration between the government and businesses, and a special ambassador will be appointed.
Queen Elizabeth is celebrating her 90th birthday today. She'll meet members of the public during a walkabout with the Duke of Edinburgh in Windsor. Later, Britain's longest-reigning monarch will light the first in a chain of about 1,000 beacons that will be lit across the UK and other countries. The education authorities here in England have been left with red faces, after it emerged that a spelling test due to be taken by 500,000 seven-year-olds was published online as a sample paper a few months ago. The mistake was discovered when a school running an official trial of the new national spelling test noticed that some of the pupils recognised the words. The tests have already been distributed to schools to be used during the first week of May. BBC News.